Buongiorno ragazzi, mi chiamo Alessandra e oggi vi leggo un racconto in inglese intitolato The Magician's Assistant. The Magician's Assistant. Alex was a magician's assistant, although he hadn't learned any magic yet. He worked for Madge, a good magician who used her spells to help people. In her house was an amazing spell room full of bottles and books, funny shaped equipment, and lots of dust. One morning, Madge and Alex were starting work. "Let me get the spellbook for you," said Alex. "Alex, you know you're not to touch my spellbook," said Madge. "Magic is a serious business. Good magic and bad magic are often not that far apart." Alex sulked. "When am I going to do some magic?" he grumbled. Ignoring him, Madge opened the book and got to work. "Let's see. I'll need some powdered chestnut, 3 tiers of laughter, and some caterpillar skin." Alex collected them and gave them to Madge. "Thank you," she said, mixing them together. "All I need now is some fluff from the pouch of a kangaroo." Alex went off to find the jar. "It's empty," he called from the cupboard. "Oh, bother," said Madge. "I'll have to go and get some. I won't be long. Make a start on the cleaning up, please, but don't touch my spell." Toodle-pip! And off she went. Alex looked at the mess and sighed. Just then, Catsby, Madge's cat, gave a loud meow and jumped onto the spellbook. This gave Alex an idea. Leafing through the book's pages, he came to a tidying up spell. It looked quite easy, really. He gathered the ingredients and mixed them together. Then came the magic words. "Iblibum, botium, wibbly, wally, wobblium," he chanted. But Madge's handwriting was so hard to read that he started to make mistakes. "Capsicum, is that Cilius Billium?" He was just about to give up when there was a huge thunderclap. From a cloud of green smoke came a tall green man with large hairy ears. Alex froze. "Oh, most gracious master," said the creature, bowing. "I am your loyal servant, Hairy Lugs. Your wish is my command." "Great," said Alex. "Would you tidy up for me, please?" "Of course, master," said Hairy Lugs. Jars and bottles rattled onto their shelves as he whirled around the room, putting things away. Then things started to go a bit wrong. The creature began to tidy Madge's bench. Alex asked him to stop, but Hairy Lugs just ignored him and carried on. Madge's new spell was swept into the waste bin. Catsby was put away in a cupboard. "What now, oh master?" said Hairy Lugs.
Nothing. You can go. Thanks," replied Alex.
"What next?" boomed Hairy Lugs.
Alex began to feel a bit scared. Instead of calling a helpful fairy, he had called a mischievous goblin who was now yelling,
"I want an order!"
Alex had the first job that came into his head.
"What are the plants?"
"Of course, master," sneered Hairy Lugs.
He started to water the plants with a huge bucket, which he kept on filling and emptying over the pots with a great sploosh.
"Stop! Stop!"
cried Alex as the water rose around his ankles, but Hairy Lugs kept going.
"Sploosh!"
Suddenly, the door burst open, and sploosh! Madge was knocked over by a tidal wave. She took one look at the room, lifted her wand, and challenged Hairy Lugs to a battle of magic. Alex crouched behind a chair, wide-eyed, as spells exploded all around. Then Madge came across the waste bin containing her spell. She took the kangaroo fluff from her pocket and mixed it in. When she yelled the spell at Hairy Lugs, He screamed and disappeared in a cloud of green smoke.
Phew, said Madge.
I'm glad I was working on a spell to get rid of goblins.
Alex thought he was going to get the biggest scolding of his life, but Madge just smiled as she closed the spellbook and put it away on a high shelf. You see, a few wrong words can be all that separates good magic from bad magic. Alex thought it might be a while before Madge let him anywhere near the book again, but he didn't mind at all. As he let Catesby out of the cupboard, he decided that, from now on, he'd stick to doing his own tidying up.